Hi, welcome to Fantastic Forecast, episode 409. I'm David Elliott, and I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. But I will be boxer briefed. Today, Fantastic Four, 409, from February 1996. Supreme Be My Power, by Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan. So the saga of Hyperstorm continues. For a character that has been acting behind the scenes through most of the Tom DeFalco-Paul Ryan run, and he's finally showing up, Hyperstorm is rather underwhelming. Hyperstorm, I assume no relation to Sue and Johnny Storm, is a very powerful dude. He starts by saying, "Supreme, be my power," to kick off the issue, as he faces off against the Fantastic Four and Submariner in this little town filled with robots in the distant future. He shrugs off several punches from the Thing. When Namor flies at him, he uses his powers to make some roots pop up out of the ground and grab Namor. Namor says, "The roots are as strong as steel," and Hyperstorm replies that they are specially mutated roots. Mutant roots. Sue yells out, "Johnny, Lijah, free Namor and distract Hyperstorm with a Delta IV pattern." Reed is like, "What the hell is a Delta IV pattern?" Sue tells him it's a combat maneuver. Like, what did he think it was? A new snack treat from Hostess? And then Sue thinks to herself that she shouldn't have to explain basic strategy to Reed. He should be leading the team after all. But his ordeal where he was stranded in the past has left his confidence shaken. Meanwhile, Nathaniel Richards is talking to himself, saying that they can't defeat Hyperstorm. Their only hope lies back in Hyperstorm's castle. Which really isn't much of a castle, it's more like a tower. And back in the tower/castle, Dr. Doom and Christoph are hard at work. Well, Doom is hard at work, Christoph is watching. Doom is trying to create a device that will suck the power away from Hyperstorm and give it to Dr. Doom, the same tactic he's tried before with the Silver Surfer and the Beyonder. Christoph is worried about his teammates, I guess his former teammates at this point, the Fantastic Four. He asks, will Dr. Doom reward them for helping rescue him? Dr. Doom replies, he's going to reward them, all right, by allowing them to live out their lives, groveling in abject obedience to their new master, the master of the known universe. Dr. Doom, what a nice guy. As for Hyperstorm, he plans to kill him. So back with Johnny and Lijah, they use the Delta IV pattern to free Namor from the mutant roots. Apparently the Delta IV pattern consists of Johnny burning through the roots, while Lijah says, hurry, Johnny, it's sapping the life from him. Odd that the FF would have a combat maneuver that involves Lijah making bad puns. Namor, being an Atlantean, needs water really badly, so Lijah turns into this mole creature, burrows into the ground until she hits water, the water squirts up and refreshes Namor. Johnny tells Lijah good work, and she's thinking that no danger is too great to keep her from his side, unless it's a danger faced by the Fantastic Force, since she is not joining those losers. Back with Ben, he's trying to throw some junk at Hyperstorm, but the bad guy uses his powers to draw these rocks up out of the earth and squash Ben with them. Back with Christoph and Dr. Doom, Christoph is begging Doom to be nice to the Fantastic Four, since they treated him with so much kindness and respect. Well, Dr. Doom smacks the little 12-year-old brat in the face. Obviously, Dr. Doom does not think too highly of kindness and respect. This leaves Christoph on the floor, seriously reconsidering his choice of father figures. Doom runs his mouth for a couple of more minutes, and then turns around, and Christoph is gone. Back outside, Johnny is bathing Hyperstorm with his Nova Strength flame, like that's gonna work. Hyperstorm creates a small tornado that extinguishes Johnny's flames. Sue sees that Johnny's in trouble, and she needs to save him before the wind blows him under a pile of rubble. She orders Nathaniel to take Reed to a laboratory. Reed replies, "No, I'm not leaving," and Sue says, "You don't have a choice." It's kind of fun to see Sue ordering Reed around for a change. Nathaniel agrees with Sue. They gotta take Reed to the lab. Only his brilliant mind can come up with something that can stop Hyperstorm. So Reed and his dad run off together and into the fortress. And inside the fortress, Zarko the Tomorrow Man wakes up after being possessed by Dr. Doom for a while. He gets up. He runs down the hall, worried that Hyperstorm will be furious at him for being so easily exploited. He comes across Christoph, who is also furious with Zarko for posing as his servant Boris for so long and making a fool out of him. Zarko pleads with Christoph not to do anything rash. He'll do anything to make amends. Kristoff asks, anything? Okay, Kristoff is only 12 years old, so I'll refrain from trying to guess what anything might be. Back outside, Johnny's buried under a pile of rubble, and Ben is furiously trying to dig him out. Once free, they playfully bicker with each other, which confuses and exasperates Lyger the Scroll. She yells out, look! And they see Sue pushing Hyperstorm around with her force field powers. She demands to know who he is. He mentions that they both got their powers from hyperspace, which I didn't know that is where Sue got her powers from. I thought she got her powers from cosmic rays. He says they also share another bond. Let me guess, they both dress like women? But before he can say what that bond is, Dr. Doom zaps the shit out of Hyperstorm with that device he was constructing, which he now wears on his chest, and he shot Hyperstorm from the tower. Hyperstorm cries out, "Ugh!" and falls to the ground. But Hyperstorm is unfazed. He gets up, brushes himself off, and says he was prepared for this, and he still has his powers. Dr. Doom has failed, and now Hyperstorm flies off back to his headquarters after Dr. Doom. So now, Sue says they better get back there too to warn Reed. And inside, Doom has managed to leech off a little bit of Hyperstorm's powers, and he's glowing with energy. He seems to be enjoying himself. Reed and his dad enter the room, and Nathan says Doom must be stopped, but Reed disagrees. He says they should help Dr. Doom. But when Reed tries to approach Doom to adjust his equipment, that sounds vaguely sexual, Doom lashes out at him, saying it's a trick. Reed says they need Doom's help to defeat Hyperstorm. Doom says he's not going to need anybody's help. He's going to crush Hyperstorm all by himself. And then the wall explodes behind him and Hyperstorm flies in. He says he knows exactly what Doom was going to do, that he would try to steal his powers, and he allowed Doom to create that device, just a toy with him. But now, he has a punishment for Dr. Doom, which he says is equal to his monumental ego. What is he going to do now? Make Dr. Doom read Heroes Reborn? Back with Kristoff and Zarko, they've locked onto Dr. Doom with something called a time actuator. What does a time actuator do? What do you think it does? I don't know what it does. But Dr. Doom does disappear. I guess it sends him somewhere in time. Why don't they just call it a time machine? Hyperstorm explains that Dr. Doom has been sent back to Latveria in his own time, which is kind of what Hyperstorm wanted, which doesn't sound like much of a punishment. Next, Hypey snaps his fingers, and the time actuator blows up. Kristoff says that Hyperstorm has sabotaged the machine before they could save the Fantastic Four. Zarkov replies, "Them's the brakes, kid." And then he gets the hell out of there, thinking he needs to hit 19th century Mexico for some tequila. So now Hyperstorm turns his attention back to the Fantastic Four, preparing to dispense their final fate. Reed tells his teammates to calm down and listen to what Hyperstorm has to say first. Ben is not inclined to calm down. He wants to clobber the dude. But as Ben gets close to Hyperstorm, he uses his powers on Ben to cure the scars on his face. Finally. The thing is back to normal, and we don't have to keep looking at those ever-changing pink blob of scarring on his noggin again. Ben and the facial scars must surely be the most pointless, most ill-conceived, and badly executed ideas in the history of this book. I'm sick of it. I'm glad it's over. Hypey says it will give Ben something to remember him by. Ooh, how terrible. Yeah, I'm sure Ben thinks about Hyperstorm all the time. No one else does. And he says he's going to let the FF and the Submariner and Nathan live, and he teleports them back to FF headquarters in their own time. Scott, Ant-Man, Lang, and his daughter are there. Scott seems happy to see Reed alive, and Cassie seems disappointed that Kristoff isn't with them. But then she turns around, and there's Kristoff in his Doctor Doom-style armor, which, as you can imagine, totally creeps out the little girl, much to the relief of Scott Lang, who was not happy with the crush those two had on each other. I think we're all a little relieved. I did not want to see where that was heading. Johnny turns to Nathan and demands him to tell everyone all he knows about Hyperstorm. Ben, for a change, is trying to get Johnny to calm down, saying that the Fantastic Four are finally a team again and they should celebrate. The issue ends by pointing out there are still some issues here. Johnny's loyalty to the Fantastic Four. He is a member of the Fantastic Force, after all. And there are issues of love. For example, Lyger loves Johnny, and Ben seems to love Lyger. Ugh. He just hasn't been able to talk to her yet and tell her how he feels. And then there's Reed's self-confidence and insecurity. Being trapped in the past, kind of screwed with his head. And finally, they have leadership issues. Sue's in charge, but for how long? Not very long. So, what a disappointing issue. Why the hell did Hyperstorm send Dr. Doom and the FF back home? It's only going to drag this storyline out even longer. So, if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. Look for my used bathroom slippers on sale on eBay. Find my different goat meat recipes at myrecipebook.com. And give me a rating on RaiderRod.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over.